Now, Roosevelt Roberts saw the plane continue on, and we eventually got a hold of him, and he confirmed that he saw this plane flying away within, 10 seconds tops, like immediately after the explosion, and that it was only 40 feet high, and that it was a passenger jet airliner, Silver, with twin jet engines.
Yeah, the plane, I saw one plane, and I saw it hit.
Well, that is what most of the people, well, virtually everyone we talked with, certainly believed. But what, if the plane really was where you all place it, it's physically impossible for it to hit. And in essence, it means that this explosion somehow had to have divert your attention from what the plane really did. And, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this isn't my theory. This is strictly what the eyewitnesses report and what science proves. Now, here's all I want to do for you, Albert. I want to provide you with these witness interviews. We have a DVD that contains these interviews. Again, filmed on location. You'll see it for yourself. You'll be able to judge what they have to say in relation to what you saw to determine the veracity of it. And it also lays out the official reports, you know, including the 9/11 Commission animation that I mentioned. The flight data recorder information released in 2006. And the ASCE building performance report. So we compare and contrast all this information with these eyewitnesses. And it's rather compelling. I think it's something that you should be taking a look at, given what you saw that day. Would you be willing to take a look at these interviews?
Yeah, what the heck, I'll look at it.
Okay.
Sure.
Then I'll mail you the DVD right away. What's your mailing address? All right. And how about your email? Got it. Okay. I appreciate you being forthcoming.
Yeah, I'll look at it. You know, I can't argue anything you're saying, but, you know, all I can tell you is that I saw the one plane, and what I saw was I saw it hit.
Right.